Welcome to the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast, where I share stories of the babies I've treated, tips for professionals and parents, and demystify this magical healing modality. I'm Megan Beams, your baby bodywork mentor, and I'm obsessed with all things birth, psychology, healing, and plain old being a human. Join me while I dig deep into craniosacral therapy. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a thing. Hello and welcome to another episode of the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast. I am your host, Megan, and today I'll be talking about doulas and how doulas can use this craniosacral therapy in their work. So this one is for you, doulas. I love your work. In fact, I took the maternal support practitioner training with Babe Omia a few years ago, and I never attended a single birth, except for my own. Those are the only two that I've been to. Anyway, I was on the Instagrams and I put out a poll for people to give me ideas on what they wanted to hear about for craniosacral. And I got one back saying, what about for doulas? What can you tell us that doulas can do with craniosacral in their work? And I thought, you're absolutely right. I need to share this. This is very important. So here it is. It's just for you today. I wanted to be a birth doula quite a bit. And I think now that my kids are almost out of my bed at nighttime, maybe I can. And maybe I can consider it. And maybe after COVID is over. And maybe after my training center is running smoothly, or maybe I'm just making excuses. Yeah, I'm probably just making excuses. So doulas, do you want to be a craniosacral therapist? You do? Oh, so great. So then why aren't you yet? Are you making excuses? Maybe. Because if you are, I feel you. I get it. I completely get it. It happens. So craniosacral was my calling that was stronger than birth work. I had learned about it, you know, pretty much around the same time, but craniosacral literally screamed at me. It was like, ah! It was the direction that I needed to go to. But birth work is still a little voice in the back of my head that keeps saying, it's almost your time. It's almost your time to go to a birth and be a birth doula. So in this episode, I wanted to let the doulas know how they can use this craniosacral, this practice in the work, and also what to look for if they don't do cranio. So that they know that they can refer out to other practitioners. So, doulas, you are the number one person in the birth room that your client trusts, especially if your clients have an OB rather than a midwife, because you've probably met them a few times in person before. But in the birth room, you are a familiar face. Some of these people they have never seen before. I'm sure you've thought of this many times. So you have their best interest. You have your client's best interest in mind. And you've got their back and you've got their hips with a counterpressure hold. You're there. You see everything. You are witness to the birth. You have the benefit of being educated about birth. And you're not in labor land. Your head is not completely gone, you know? You don't have to sleep between contractions. Although, let's say you've been at a birth for like 17 hours, you probably do want to sleep between contractions. You probably do want to sleep between contractions. I would anyway. So you will have your own traumas from previous births, and that's going to make you sensitive and protective of your clients. Then you're going to see this baby come into this oxygen-breathing realm. You are witness to the tugging. You know, let's say the OB needs to use a vacuum or forceps. They're going to be tugged at, these babies. You are witness to the interventions. Pitocin, epidural. You are witness to the emotions, the fears, the everything. You're there. You see the birth story unfold before you. And when that baby comes out and has had a chance to have that first golden hour, or not, you already know where to work. If you know craniosacral, you will see the cranial molding and encourage the bones into a more optimal position. You may see an OP baby born via C-section because they were stuck, so they had to be taken out the other way rather than going through the birth canal. And in the first day, you can relieve them of the pressures of the forces of the uterine contractions, pushing them up against those pubic bones. You can ease their pain and their discomfort, and you can encourage an optimal latch within the first few hours. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine? If you know cranio, you can help this family have a start to their breathing relationship, you know, outside of the womb. You can help ease that transition from the womb to the world. I see people, you know, 3 months down the line coming to me and they say their baby just screams all the time. That's 3 months. That's 90 days. Countless hours of screaming. Countless hours of feeling helpless. Those parents are just feeling like they can do nothing to make their baby feel better. Then they finally see me. Somehow they come to know of me. They come to me and I will treat their baby a few times. And then they say after, let's say, the third session that their baby smiles. Their baby now doesn't have three states: crying, sleeping, and eating. They have four states: sleeping, eating, smiling, and the witching hour. The witching hour is like that is all about stimulation. That has nothing. There's nothing I can do about the witching hour. So sorry about that. But imagine if you had given that baby who came to see me 3 months later a treatment within a few hours of birth. That would have been 90 days of snuggling, countless hours of that parent being able to stare blissfully at their sleeping baby. Could you imagine? And let's say you don't do craniosacral therapy. The more you learn about the baby's perspective, the better, because craniosacral can help with so many things, all of the things, truly. And the more likely you will be able to recommend craniosacral to your clients. And as we've already established, they trust you. So when you refer them to a craniosacral therapist, they will trust you, believe you, and they will go. That is your job. That is part of your job. I'm just adding more to your plate. You're welcome. So doulas, if you have any more questions, please fire them at me, info@mybabycst.com. Ask me what you want to know and listen to all of these podcast episodes because it's going to give you a clearer view into what it is that craniosacral can help with. You are the one that these people will trust when you say, your baby is crying because blah-blah-blah, or I think that your baby would benefit from a craniosacral therapy because blah, blah, blah. Insert traumatic experience. You know their birth story already. You will be able to see all of these things and know that it's actually causing tightness in that baby, restrictions so that their body can't move or function properly. You're going to see all of these things and either know how to treat them or know to refer out to someone for it. So fire your questions away at me. I would be so happy to answer them. And if you want to be a craniosacral therapist, I highly recommend it. Not only would it add another tool to your toolbox, but it will enhance that feeling of serving. That's why you're in the birth world, because you felt the calling to serve. And this is just another way to serve your people. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode today, and be sure to tune in next week when I share some more insights about the craniosacral world. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey friends, coming this spring is my Intro to Infant Craniosacral course here in Toronto. I have designed an intensive program for both birth and health professionals to learn the core fundamentals of infant craniosacral therapy. You can learn everything you need in this program to get out there and start treating babies right away. Go to beamscst.com to learn more. That's beams, B-E-A-M-E-S, C-S-T.com to learn more. Again, that's this spring, a 2-week program to treat babies with CST immediately after completion. I hope to see you there.